Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges we all face, which during today's show will have us focusing on lower ego power and difficulty forming close, loving, and connective relationships with members of our family as well as friends, the ones that involve our husband, wife, or partner, our sons and daughters, our brothers and sisters, our mom and dad, as well as close friends that are often in need of some repair due to over-attachment or over-involvement and enmeshment, or perhaps due to emotional detachment and alienation and distance. But before going deeply into that focus, I do want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that can be affecting relationships that could stand some improvement, perhaps a lot of improvement, difficulties that are often rooted in the nature of our ego energy. Ego stupidity that can be impacting our efforts to achieve and to be successful, to experience a sense of meaning to our life, coming to know our life's purpose, and getting on with our life's work. Difficulties that are often rooted in the nature of our ego energy. Ego stupidity affecting one's ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts that take place in our life, rooted in ego energy. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, many nowadays acquired from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unneeded anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and our ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds as we are dealing with the 10 key life areas. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If you're an intelligent, spiritual, mentally stable person, and you are, and things aren't going as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, or nothing to do with the absence of spirituality, or nothing to do with the presence of mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, my books, and my shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio. Our program today is going to focus over the next several weeks in the topic area of forming close and loving and connective relationships involving family and friends, which you have taught me is an important area of life, which impacts the quality of our lives and the ability to be and to live the best version of ourselves. Unfortunately, many people, probably most, are getting less rather than more out of the relationship they could have with their husband, wife, or partner, their son or daughter, their brother or sister, or their mom or dad. Many are often settling for less rather than more out of what they can get in these relationships. Now, I understand that it takes two to tango, but the solution, the better, the improvement often begins or includes you and me. It's not a one-way street, but many people act as if it is. You need to change. I don't. To make the point more vividly, 80% of people who get married do not end up happily married. I'm going to repeat that. 80% of people who get married do not end up happily married, because 53% end up getting divorced, and about 25% remain in an unfulfilling relationship in which they are settling for less rather than getting more out of the relationship. Both the divorce group, the 53%, and the, I'll call them the settling group, the 25%, are getting caught up in conflicts that are often long-standing over things like finances or parenting or sex or in-laws, and many more that are often just the surface issues reflecting what's going on beneath the surface where the ego energy fuel is operating. The nature of their ego energy and what it's doing to the quality of their ability to communicate, something you often hear, we don't communicate, to compromise, to express and receive compassion, and to create within the relationship in ways to solve the inevitable problems that come to all relationships. Each of those are tools that can be brought to bear in working through these surface issues. But that's not what's happening when ego energy is unhealthy and imbalanced. Each of them can be used to help small problems stay small problems, or maybe even vanish, rather than becoming bigger problems, or preventing the unresolved problem pile from building up, which often happens. Again, during today's show, we'll be looking at the impact of lower ego power on forming close, loving, connective relationships with family and friends. People with lower ego power often experience a reduced sense of being able to influence what's taking place in their life, and this includes relationships. They are often good candidates to be exploited, to be manipulated or neglected or abused in relationships due to their sense of disempowerment within their life. It is almost like they walk around with an invitation due to the nature of their energy for all of these kind of things happening to them. And this can often lead them to seek out those who will take responsibility for them, with often unfortunate consequences. Oftentimes they find their way to a higher ego power person who just loves the opportunity to engage in all of the control that they can exert within the relationship. People with lower ego power have difficulty making use of the tools needed to grow loving relationships. They often allow for one-way communication in which they mostly listen and have difficulty asserting their right to be heard. They often have trouble insisting on compromises that represent their needs and wishes. They often have difficulty expecting and accepting compassion for their difficulties, often viewing themselves as undeserving. And they often fail to contribute to the growth of relationships via their own creative contributions while maintaining the status of a second-class citizen. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who do experience these difficulties, as there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as dependent, depressive, victim, masochist, martyr, or conformist that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or somebody you know, live with, or work with is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness affecting the formation of close relationships I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. So now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a lower ego power voice or energy is talking to and through you in your life. The various ways that disempowerment is showing up in your relationship with loved ones. So here's the first symptom. You say yes too often to loved ones and no too often to yourself. People with lower ego power have a difficult time saying no to loved ones, whether it's their husband or wife or their children, to their brothers or sisters. They feel compelled to say yes while having a difficult time saying no to them. So here are some questions for you to think about regarding the symptom. Do you say yes a lot to keep the peace or not to make waves in the relationship with whatever's taking place? Do you have difficulty saying yes to yourself and giving to yourself when it affects others? This is another area that for many people is problematic that have low ego power. They can say yes as long as it's not affecting other people, but when it may affect others, then they have a more difficult time doing that. Do you have trouble saying no to others and meaning it? This is about people sometimes start out saying no, but people who know them pretty well can start to work on them and turn a no into a yes. So that would be the first symptom to take a look at. Here's the next one. You are easily preyed upon by loved ones who can press your guilt button to get you to do what they want. People with lower ego power often have what I call a guilt button. People can make them feel wrong for whatever choice they're making, particularly if it impacts the other person. So can loved ones turn a no from you into a yes, something I referred to earlier? Can your children do that to you? Some parents, who I'll talk about later, the permissive, indulgent parent, often the say yes parent, has a hard time saying no to their children. Also, do you feel as though you've done something wrong when you tell loved ones no? People with lower ego power energy often feel that somehow they have done something wrong by denying others what they may want in a situation. Or do you forget the reason you said no to begin with, that your reasons for telling people no, your husband or wife or your children or siblings, that gets lost in the feeling that you may be experiencing, the guilt perhaps that you're experiencing. So that's a second symptom. Here's the third one. You're comfortable or that you feel safer with one-way communication in which your loved ones get to talk and you mainly listen. So you do a lot of listening, or maybe call it hearing, in the interactions that take place, and you don't do enough speaking up or asserting yourself. So do you treat yourself as a second-class citizen whose ideas and opinions are mattering less than others? Do you have trouble speaking up or asserting yourself? Are you mostly a passive participant in what's going on? Also, can loved ones shut down your efforts to speak or lead you to question your right to do so? Meaning that sometimes people can be easily intimidated by their questioning of you, leading to your feeling self-doubt. So those are some of the questions tied to the third symptom. Here's another symptom. You have difficulty insisting on compromise, instead putting the choices and the needs of loved ones ahead of your own. So you're putting others ahead of you rather than holding on to your right to have your needs met, your desires honored by others, particularly when there may be competing interests. So is it easy for you to give in to your spouse or your partner being soft, or do you try to keep everybody happy in the situation? Are you good at forgetting your own needs in favor of others? It's almost like you stop existing. You matter less when there are competing needs that need to be recognized and hopefully met. And also, can loved ones easily convince you that you're being selfish? That's a really effective technique that often gets used by the people who know you well to get to you, to press your guilt button, to suggest that you're being selfish, you know, because you want what you want rather than letting me have what I want. Also, the next symptom, do you have difficulty expecting understanding and compassion from your spouse or partner? Do you feel that you're less deserving of empathy and compassion? Again, you're less important. You're less significant. You matter less. And do you treat your needs as less important than those that your husband or wife or partner has? Or do you question your right to have your needs met, or that you're worthy of compassion? Do you treat yourself as if you don't matter? And also, do you lack compassion for yourself? I'm going to mention one more symptom before we work our way to the first break. You allow your spouse or partner to do most of the creating within the relationship. You should know that in order for any relationship to grow, to be dynamic, the relationship, and to stay young, the relationship has to be a joint project. So do you think your spouse or partner always has the better ideas? Or do you just sit back and allow your partner to take the lead and to decide what's going to happen in the relationship? Or do you just go along to get along? I want to mention, I didn't get to all the symptoms, but you can see them in the free download of It's Your Ego Stupid from my website. You don't have to have each of the symptoms or any of them all the time. But the more symptoms you have and the more often they happen, the stronger the indication that you're experiencing lower ego power that needs to be healed. And you're also going to need to consider symptoms over time to get a clearer picture of what's going on, because our ego energy can hide quite well from us, even though it's often in plain sight for others to see. Hiding from us due to the prism or the filter or the lens, whatever you want to call it, that we're looking through to know ourselves and our life. Again, we're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll be looking at some of the reflections of ego stupidity connected to forming close, loving, connective relationships. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact, without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower ego power person's ability to form close, loving, and connective relationships. Some of these reflections may seem a bit strange, or weird, or wrong, or funny, or inappropriate. Well, that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with lower ego power, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts or feelings and behaviors, and particularly those involving the formation of close relationships that we're talking about today. It can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they aren't looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the lower power person is looking through to see what's taking place, what's going on, particularly in relationships. And this has nothing to do with their intelligence or the absence of spirituality or being under the influence of a mental illness. As I've said earlier, we're intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people who can get caught up in the web of an abnormal world of our own making due to our unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy. And we can remain stuck there until we heal the energy within us that's leading us to create them, with the use of ego medicine that consists of knowing what ego is and isn't, getting to the truth of ego, which I talk about across my books. Also, being able to tune into our particular ego energy, getting to know the volume level of our ego power and our ego flexibility and our ego vulnerability. Again, something that I help you to do across my workshop or my podcast, my books, and my website. And also learning to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. The next part of today's show has to do specifically with this third contributor to ego medicine, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity, the kinds of inaccurate or illogical or irrational thoughts that people with lower ego power bring into forming close relationships with loved ones. So here is the first reflection. If I say no to others, I'm doing something wrong or being selfish. So the whole idea of saying no is very difficult for people with lower ego power. That's reflective of the issues of disempowerment, because no is a word that can be assertive. It means that you're representing your ideas and views on what you want or don't want. But that's a hard thing for people with lower ego power to say or often mean if they do say it. And they have a hard time saying it at the right times or in the right places and to the right people. Now, this particular thought should be replaced with the thought that saying no is a very healthy word at the right times and in the right places, and it's often necessary, whether it involves our children or our spouse or our parents or our loved ones, involving our siblings. So if you are thinking that if I say no to others, I'm doing something wrong or being selfish, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection, if I say yes to myself, I'm doing something wrong or being selfish. Kind of the opposite of what I just said. If I say yes to me, yes is in some respects a kind of an empowering word. It's you giving yourself permission to do or think what it is you want to do or think or believe. And it's difficult. Saying yes at the right times is, I guess, a form of empowerment. And it's really good for people to see you taking care of yourself, saying yes to yourself, something that people with lower ego power often fail to do. Again, treating themselves like they're second-class citizens. So this particular thought should be replaced with the thought that says yes is healthy, as it often represents an ability to give to yourself, to represent yourself, to assert yourself. So when you're thinking that saying yes to yourself is something that you're doing wrong or is being selfish, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection: I should give people what they want, even if it isn't what they need. This is a very significant area for people with lower ego power, this idea of giving people what they want rather than what they need. And a lot of times they're doing it to avoid rejection that they feel may come to them when we don't give people what they want. These are parents who may be permissive, indulgent, say yes parents who have a hard time saying no to their kids or helping their kids know the difference between what a want and a need is. This is the kind of thought that can be enabling others and actually can be harming them rather than helping them. A kind of thought that should be replaced with the thought that giving people what they need is more important, is more healthy than giving them what they want. Again, whether it's our partner, our spouse, our children, our parents, our siblings. So when you're thinking that giving people what they want is important, even if it isn't what they need, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity: I don't deserve to be heard. Often a thought that's rooted in the disempowerment of lower ego power energy. Sometimes people are saying it so much to themselves on the inside, it's like they're brainwashing themselves into passivity and to becoming a second-class citizen in the relationship. I remember as a child back in the 60s, those from us in the boomer generation probably remember this, they used to tell us as kids, children are to be seen and not heard. Children are to be seen and not heard. And this was a thought that was very dominant. I remember hearing it. And that to me is a reflection of collective ego stupidity, that children should be heard. It's appropriate to encourage them to speak up and to assert themselves and to display some independence. Fortunately, Dr. Benjamin Spock came along and helped us to understand the importance of doing that. So the thought of not being heard should be replaced with, I deserve to be heard. I deserve to be heard. So when you're thinking that you don't deserve to be heard, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection: my ideas and opinions are less important than others. My ideas and opinions are less important than others. This is a disempowerment thought rooted in questioning the quality of your thinking. A lot of times people who have lower ego power begin to question their, I call it competence, their ability to think, when it's really not a problem for them at all. They're often pretty smart people, just don't have the confidence to express themselves. And sometimes the idea that they have to be absolutely right in order to say anything, to speak up, is going on inside of them. Well, this particular thought should be replaced by the thinking that my ideas are as important, even if they aren't the best ones. They don't have to be right all the time, or they don't have to be the best ones. That still shouldn't stop you from speaking up and communicating and being a more active participation in what's taking place, particularly when it involves our loved ones. So when you're thinking that your ideas and opinions are less important than others, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity: if I say yes or give in, I'm helping the relationship, or maybe I'm not harming the relationship. So by saying yes or giving in, and I'm talking about doing it a lot, not just once in a while, it's something we all do, even if we don't want to, but doing it a lot and saying yes, if I say yes or give in, I'm helping the relationship. Well, sometimes saying yes and failing to say no is actually quietly harming the relationship. There can be an imbalance in the relationship where one person is getting too much control and there needs to be more of a balance. This is the kind of approach that can feed into being taken for granted and being disrespected. This needs to be replaced by the thinking that failing to say no can be harming the relationship, and that saying no is actually good for the relationship. So when you're thinking that saying yes or giving in is always helping the relationship, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity is it's good to be your kid's friend. It's good to be your kid's friend. And this is the kind of thought that I think permissive, indulgent parents, the say yes parents, often think. They are mistaking making your kids happy a lot of times for making your kids healthy. You know, probably the more important question may have been about your childhood was not was your childhood happy, but was it healthy? If your childhood was healthy, happiness will happen, and in the meantime, you'll be taught things and prepared to take on things that will occur in the adult world that you're going to enter into. So this kind of thought should be replaced by the thinking that it's good to be friendly to your children, but not that you need to be their friend. They need you to be their parent, not their friend. Parenting and parenthood is a distinctly different relationship. I'm going to share one more thought regarding an ego stupidity, and that is that the guilt I feel for saying no is legitimate. So the person with lower ego power, when they say no and they feel a sense of guilt for saying no, well, they are feeling the guilt, that's right, but is it legitimate? The answer is often no. Their guilt feelings are often instantly linked to having done something wrong, but actually we can experience what I call false guilt, feeling guilt for something we didn't need to feel guilty about, the same way we don't need to feel guilty about certain things that we may be angry about. We don't have to feel angry or fearful about certain things. And that sometimes saying no, I think I said earlier, is healthy. It's right. It's something that parents need to do. So feeling guilt for that is false guilt, and replacing them with the thought that guilt feelings can be illegitimate. And again, just as would be the case for things like fear and anger and jealousy. Now I'm going to switch over to talking about insights. Ego insights are connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface. When it comes to difficulty forming close, loving, connective relationships with our loved ones. And these insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties forming close relationships with loved ones. So here is the first one. Your lower ego power is leading you to trust more in loved ones than yourself, which is affecting the quality of the communication and the compromise and the compassion and the creativity you're experiencing in relationships. It is leading you to do a lot more following than leading in relationships. And it is weakening your ability to be a full participant in the relationship. You're really much more of a partial participant in the relationship because you're not fully represented. And it's contributing to a shallow, often superficial, and inauthentic relationship, again, in which you're not fully represented. Another insight. Your lower ego power voice is leading you to fear the rejection and disapproval of loved ones as a result of speaking up and asserting yourself. So again, it's making you a second-class citizen in the relationship. It is making you less important in the relationship. Another insight. Your lower ego power voice is preventing you from realizing that giving too much and receiving too little is actually harming the relationship. It's undermining your awareness of the healthy balance that's needed to promote healthy, developing relationships. It's opening the door to being manipulated, to being exploited, to being taken for granted and neglected and even abused. Our next insight. Your lower ego power voice is preventing you from realizing that any guilt you're experiencing for saying no to loved ones and saying yes to yourself is rooted in a faulty premise, something that we just were talking about. It's causing you to take the guilt at face value and reacting in response to it as if it was justified. So you make lots of attempts to avoid people being unhappy with you. And you also make lots of attempts to stop people from being unhappy with you, as if you can try to undo their, quote, unhappiness, which is actually on a faulty premise. The next insight, your lower ego power voice is preventing you from realizing the disservice you're doing to yourself and to loved ones and the relationship when you're failing to be a full participant in it. You're actually absent or you're missing in the relationship due to the quality of communication, compromise, compassion, and creativity that you're not bringing to it. You're failing to give all of yourself to the relationship. And here is the last insight I'm going to share with you. Your lower ego power is preventing you from realizing that you're living in fear of being a bad parent due to being overly sensitized to rejection. A lot of times that issue is someone's background, their own experience as a child where their parent was rejecting of them and they don't want to feel the same feelings toward their child or have their child feel the same feelings toward them that they remember experiencing. So sometimes this is leading you to try to become your kid's friend, which isn't really the best idea, though it is important to be friendly. And it also contributes to an emphasis on making your kids happy rather than happy. It contributes to becoming a permissive, indulgent parent, saying too many yeses and too few no's. And also, it's leading you to fail to recognize the difference between what I would call high self-esteem and healthy self-esteem. We want our kids to have healthy self-esteem. And also, it's leading you to fail to recognize the balance between self-esteem and social esteem, meaning the importance of balance between valuing ourselves, which is certainly important, but also being able to balance the valuing of others, something that a lot of children have trouble with, particularly when they start to develop these entitlement orientation, this narcissistic kind of approach. Well, these are some of the reflections of ego stupidity and insights involving ego's voice. There are many more available in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how lower ego power can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to forming close, loving relationships. Our ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity. This involves the lessening of our spiritual wellness, in which we're gaining distance from our being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego energy is getting in the way of forming our close, connective, loving relationships with our parents, our children, our spouses and partners, and our siblings. Ego is getting in the way of being the unconditional, the connective, unburdened, and unlimited love that God is within our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors as we go about forming and participating within these relationships. The ego can be getting in the way of being able to recognize the presence of God in ourselves, and by honoring and respecting ourselves at all times and in all places as we go about forming these loving, connective relationships. And that our ego is getting in the way of being able to access the healing and transformative energy that God is within ourselves when we work with human and divine truth to form these close, loving relationships. Again, each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are a few examples of ego's impact on our spiritual wellness for those who are experiencing lower ego power, and we're going to start with being the love God is. Our first example of ego's impact on spiritual wellness and forming close relationships is that people with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well and forming close relationship with family and friends when they are failing to bring an unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love for themselves into the relationships that they have with loved ones. It's so important to demonstrate and display this way of being with yourself. Being good with yourself is important to building these positive relationships. There's an energy, a positive energy, that's emanating from your being when you're in this place. Unfortunately, our ego energy, in this case the lower ego power energy, can affect that, and that's coming through in the way we interact with our loved ones. Your divinity doesn't involve meeting any conditions for full and meaningful participation within the communication, the compromise, the compassion, and the creation taking place in these relationships. It doesn't require permission or approval from yourself or from others to fully participate in relationships with your loved ones. And so when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Another ego impact on spiritual wellness and forming these close, loving, connective relationships involves people with lower ego power having difficulty being spiritually well and forming close relationships when they are tolerating, conditional, disconnected, burdened, and limited love from loved ones, which is serving as the basis for the relationship. When we allow ourselves to be given a love that's below the standard, I'll call it, that God's love is from others. Another way, it's reception of hollow love or empty love or unreal love that's taking place. Your divinity, the God within your being, doesn't allow for the reception and acceptance of this contaminated and impure love as a substitute for that which you and all deserve. You know, sometimes people allow themselves to receive or believe they're receiving this kind of love, that it's the kind of love that they deserve to receive, and it's not. You're worthy of much more than that. So when this is happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the light God is. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well and forming these close, loving, connective relationships when they are dishonoring themselves with the thoughts of being less worthy or unworthy of meaningful participation within close relationships via the quality of communication, the quality of compromise that should be available when necessary, the ability to receive and exert or extend compassion to our loved ones, and to participate in the creation of what is going on within the relationship. The life God is one of honoring yourself at all times. So your divine connection involves the opportunity for full participation within all relationships as you honor what you have to contribute to them. When that's not happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Another impact, people with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well and forming the loving, connective relationships when they are allowing others to dishonor them with thoughts of being less worthy of meaningful participation via the efforts to communicate, to compromise, to express and receive compassion, as well as to create within the relationship. All of those things are taking place as a result of the disempowerment that is having them take place, which should not be taking place. Your divinity doesn't allow for others to dishonor your right to meaningfully participate within relationships when being the life God is. It doesn't allow you to accept this dishonor, a secondary version of how you should be treated in the relationship when it comes to things like communication, compromise, and so on. So when this is happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Last, we're going to talk a little bit about the being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. Being able to recognize the availability of healing and transformative energy within your being when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that has been 3 million years in the making. You may have been created or conceived within the past 100 or 80 or 60 or 30 years, whatever number of years. But the design that went into your making is 3 million years. And in this respect, your and my divine age and everybody's divine age is built on the love, the life, and the energy God is, which has led to your incredible design. Our divine ages are all the same because we all began from that same starting point and the same source. An example of ego's impact on spiritual wellness and forming close relationships when being the energy God is. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well and forming close relationships when their healing and transformation is being weakened by their inability to participate fully, meaningfully, and authentically within relationships involving loved ones. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which the truth of who you are is being fully represented and acknowledged and respected by others, including areas where there is needed growth. We aren't perfect beings. We need to work and change, but that doesn't get put on hold. It involves our healing and transformation in which healthy relationships with loved ones serve as an opportunity for this to take place. So we were designed to grow and heal from each other. That's part of the design. And when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. I'm going to share one more ego impact on spiritual wellness in forming these loving, close relationships. People with lower ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when their healing and transformation is being undermined by difficulty welcoming invitations from friends and family who want to experience a relationship with them, meaning that they're keeping others at a distance or they're pushing them away. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which you receive and you're receptive to all loved ones who are reaching out to you for a healthy relationship. A relationship in which truth and understanding is being shared and serves as the foundation for building a deep and intimate connection. And when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, I want to say that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be, which is what happens when ego is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and easier when we remove that obstacle. Now I want to offer you a frame of reference for knowing when you're healing from lower ego power and are able to form close, loving, connective relationships with your family and friends. All of the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and ego's impact on spiritual wellness that I referred to earlier was when ego was speaking for you and through you. When you're healing your lower ego power, this is what your voice will be speaking. This is an excerpt from The Two Voices Within. I am no longer a passive and submissive participant in my relationships with those who are closest to me. My partner will no longer define me in my thoughts, words, and deeds. I no longer seek refuge in others. It must stand on my own. There is no safety or survival to be known in becoming them, only a hollow life. I realize how absent I have been within my relationships. I recognize that this absence has been unfair to myself and my partner and loved ones. This absence is ending as I learn how important I am to these relationships. Communication is now a two-way street as I must be listened to as well as listened. My thoughts and words at times may not be as good as those of my partner, but they are no less worthy of honor and respect, if not agreement. Expression is what must be present, not agreement. Again, the words of your voice when healing from lower ego power. As we leave our focus on lower ego power and difficulty forming close, loving, connective relationships, give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, the insights, and spiritual impact I shared with you. And if you would like to take things a little further involving today's program, I'd recommend looking at chapters 4 and 9 from It's Your Ego Stupid, chapters 2 and 8 from The Two Voices Within, and chapter 7 from Ego Spiritualism. I hope what I've shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. Next week's program is going to focus on higher ego power and difficulty forming close relationships. These are people who often experience an intense sense of empowerment in close relationships that damage the quality of communication, compromise, compassion, and creativity that they can bring into them. Relationships with them are, for the most part, opportunities to meet their needs for power and control in whatever is taking place in them. I do want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. I want you to have a great week, and please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.